The new season of Wisconsin Life starts airing this evening on Wisconsin Public Television, and the show welcomes its first ever host, Angela Fitzpatrick. Along with her new role on Wisconsin Life, Angela is a faculty member at Madison College and a professional financial educator at Summit Credit Union.
Angela Fitzgerald joins us now, along with Wisconsin Life series producer Kelly Saran. Angela, Kelly, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
And Kelly, thanks for being here.
Thanks so much.
Angela, I want to start with you. What is the mission of Wisconsin Life?
I believe the mission of Wisconsin Life is to highlight the different people and places of our great state. There are so many amazing people doing different things that we may not even know are out there to do, different activities people can be involved in, things like that, and just highlighting those stories, showing how vast and broad and diverse we all are.
And Kelly, we play Wisconsin Life features on Central Time each week. How would you say the television show relates to the radio features that we play?
I think overall, Wisconsin Life is a real celebration of Wisconsin. So whether we do that on the radio or we do that through video and television, we really are celebrating the people and places of Wisconsin that perhaps you might see something in yourself in some of these stories, but sometimes you're introduced to something different and unique that's really special. So I think both radio and television kind of share that unity of celebration.
And how do you find these stories? I often wonder this as I watch the program or listen. I think, how do you find these incredible people and these incredible stories?
So we work with segment producers, and they find some of the stories, but a lot of their stories actually come from viewers. So we get people who watch our stories, they know somebody really special in their life, and they'll submit the stories to us. And we have a lot of those this season. John and Kate Grossman, I believe, is one of those, and many others that we have. Just people know what's special, and they want to share that with us. So it's exciting.
And Angela, you are the first host of Wisconsin Life on Wisconsin Public Television. Mm-hmm. What made you want to reach out and go for this opportunity?
It was just a random series of events. I was hosting an event, and someone who works on your radio side, Cynthia Woodland, was like, I like your voice. I like your personality. There's a show that was looking for a host for Wisconsin Public Television. I think you should try out for it. I'm like, okay, I've never done anything like that before, but I'll try it. It sounds interesting. And that just kicked off the series of events that led me to here. So I just liked the opportunity to take advantage of something that seemed different and interesting, and to be able to kind of be the face of Wisconsin for some people is kind of cool to me.
I have to thank Cynthia for that. I didn't know that story. Yeah. That's terrific.
And we did an all-call audition, and we had lots of different people come out. But I remember Angela's tape, and she was outside in the cold. She had a headband on. She had a big jacket. And we said, there's something special about her. She'd never done television before in the past. And right away, we knew that there's something special about Angela. We were so excited to have that new freshness to Wisconsin Life this season.
Oh, thank you, Kelly.
Well, let's dig into some of the segments that will be airing this season. And the environment is a big part of Wisconsin. You visited a legacy forest in the first season, this new season of Wisconsin Life. Tell us about that.
Sure. So we met a couple named John and Kate Grossman, and they actually started to plant this legacy forest. So every time they had a new child or a new grandchild, they planted a new species of plants, of trees. And so now you have this huge forest in their backyard, in their home in Sugar Camp. And it's a great clip. I think you guys are really going to enjoy it.
Let's take a listen.
It's hard to believe we planted that tree.
In the spring of 1970, John and Kate Grossman planted a few rows of red pine in honor of their newborn son, Christopher.
I borrowed my dad's farm tractor, and we furrowed it, and did the planting that way.
2 years later, they planted more red pine for their second son, Andrew.
We thought it was neat to just start this new life parallel to these new lives otherwise starting.
John was a forester, and the trees contained a metaphor for life.
The trees that'll succeed on this piece of property will adapt to the place that they're plugged in to grow, and there are parallels to the kids and young adults growing and finding their way in the world.
And what was that visit to the Grossman's land like?
Well, one of our producers, Zach Schultz, actually went out. So one of our producers did go out, and he said that it was just nice to see the whole family together. And in that piece, at the end of it, you kind of get a whole family glimpse of them. And it's just nice to get that family feel. And it's really, again, I keep coming back to a real celebration of life in Wisconsin, and that's what this piece really embodies as well. So it is a must-see.
And looking at another thing to look forward to in the new Wisconsin Life, music is a wonderful part of Wisconsin culture, and a lot of its history here is tied to our immigrant heritage. And here's part of an upcoming segment on the nickel harpa, or I guess this is a Swedish keyed harp.
The standard instrument is just over 3 feet long. The keys hang down and you press them up with your left hand. You play with a bow. There are typically just 4 strings that are played with the bow. The standard Swedish instrument, 3 of those strings have rows of keys. Then there are 12 sympathetic resonation strings. So as you play a tune, those resonation strings start to hum and it fills out the sound. So you have this acoustic instrument with built-in reverb and it's all natural.
So beautiful. Wow, that's amazing music. And Kelly, anything else you remember about that one?
I think his story is really quite amazing as well, too. He was into woodworking and got in a car accident and couldn't do some of the things he wanted to do in the past. So he actually took up the nickel harpa. His son loved it and plays it. So it is, again, just really a really unique piece to Wisconsin.
We're talking right now with Kelly Saran, series producer for Wisconsin Life, and also Angela Fitzgerald, new host of Wisconsin Life, as we get ready to welcome the new season of Wisconsin Life to Wisconsin Public Television. And let's talk about one more interview that we've got to look forward to here. And this is a preview of music and baking. Don't think about those things as going together, but I guess they do. Tell us a little bit about Curtis and Cake.
So Curtis and Cake, we met a lady in Fort Atkinson, and she is Monica O'Connell, and she was a musician, musicologist, and kind of had a second coming in life to do something different. So she opened up this bakery. Her parents love 1970s R&B, so her store is now called Curtis and Cake. So it's a real celebration of music and food and just entertainment.
Fort doesn't have a bakery, and here I am in this position. I'm free.
So she decided to start her own business as a baker and wanted to connect it to the feeling she got from those childhood parties.
What I want to recreate is just that feeling of sort of deliciousness and welcomeness.
It made sense to Monica to name her business after music and food, so it became Curtis and Cake.
But I like the name. I like Curtis Mayfield.
The most important word in the title might be the and, because it represents how the union of music and food can create a good experience.
So these ideas of culture and of hospitality and of the and, right? So Curtis and Cake, bring the music in, bring family in, all of that.
And that was baker Monica O'Connell. That sounds delicious and also really fun. I love that combination.
Yeah, and when we watched that segment, right, Angela, I mean, wow, that makes you want some of that cake that she's cooking.
Yes, I was jealous by you all that were able to taste some of her baked goods.
Ooh, so good.
They look delicious.
So good.
Well, as we get ready to, as I said, welcome the new season of Wisconsin Life, Angela, what do you hope people take away from this new season?
I hope they take away how cool our state is and the people that reflect the state's makeup and the different things that they're involved in and different opportunities and events that they could take part in as well as residents of the state.
Sounds great. Kelly?
So Angela is a new addition to the season, so we get to travel around the state with her, and we've really gotten some really cool places. So I hope our viewers get to see some of the places that they normally wouldn't visit. Some of them is like the Bay Beach Wildlife Sanctuary in Green Bay. We go to Milwaukee for a mural tour. We go to the Olbrich Gardens in Madison, Arosha Cree State Park, where Angela gets to climb 300 feet. So you get to see Angela do some pretty fun stuff on this season.
Yes.
While meeting some really interesting people. So
right.
I hope you take that.
Arosha Cree is pretty high up there. That was a hike, huh?
It was, but it was beautiful when we arrived at the top. So it was worth it, even though it was a little bit of a struggle and the camera guys were going super fast. We're like, okay, just give us
puffing.
A second. We're a little lagging behind a little bit, but once we made it to the top, it was so worth it.
Sounds fantastic. Well, thank you both for joining us today.
Thanks so much.
You.
Angela Fitzgerald is the new host of Wisconsin Life, and Kelly Saran is a series producer on the show. Wisconsin Life airs on Wisconsin Public Television on Thursdays at 7 p.m. and on Milwaukee PBS Thursday at 7:30 p.m. Visit WPT for the full schedule for the Wisconsin Life TV series.
Coming up, a look at the latest numbers on drug arrests in Wisconsin. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Veronica Rickert. You're listening to Central Time.